Hare Krishna. I went to see of Radhesham Prabhu, but I am late. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So today we'll discuss chapter 41 of 10th canto. Now Krishna is entering Mathura. Yes. Now Krishna is reappearing in Mathura in today's class. Here, taking a printout is possible here? No? If it is possible, we can get some printout of this. Give me a pen drive, I'll give you. Just a 5 pages notes. If it's difficult, forget it. I'll see the laptop. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So in the last sessions, we have discussed how Akrura came to Vrindavan on the altar of Kamsa. And he took Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan. And on his way, he had a vision of the Lord and his servants and his Seshanag and weapons and so many other things within the water at Brahmaharada. Right, so there's wonderful prayers he offered, all that we have seen in the 40th chapter. The 41st chapter describes the entrance of Krishna and Balaram into Mathura. Yes. Possible? Yeah. First verse. Shri Sukha Uvacha. Stuvatastasya Bhagavan Darshayitva Jalevapu Bhuya Samaharat Krishnam Nato Natyam Ivatmanah.
Sukadeva Goswami said, while Akrura was still offering prayers, the Supreme Lord Krishna withdrew his form that he had revealed in the water, just as an actor binds up his performance.
So Akrura offered such wonderful prayers, right? And Krishna withdrew his form, which he revealed within the water. Right? Just as a actor winds up his performance. When Krishna exhibits something, we need to understand what is the original form of Krishna. So, original form of Krishna is as Gopal in Vrindavan. Then he manifests some forms, right, for various pastimes. Sometimes he temporarily manifests some vision for the pleasure of a devotee, the way he did in front of Akrura. And just like drama is over, all of you resumed your original roles. Right, or Ganganath Chaitanya Prabhu resumed his normal role as Vidyapit student. You were anchor on the stage, now you are resuming your original role as a student of Bhagavatam. Like that. So Krishna also winds up, just like an actor winds up his performance. Next, Krishna withdrew from Akrura's sight the Vishnu form along with the vision of the spiritual sky and its eternal inhabitants. Sopichantarhitam vikshyam jalad unmadhyasatvara krittvachavashyakam sarvam vismito rathamagamat.
When Akrura saw the vision disappear, he came out of the water and quickly finished his various ritual duties. He then returned to the chariot at once.
Astonished. Okay. Akrura was astonished. He came back to the chariot. Tam aprachad ऋषिकेशः किं ते दृष्टम् इवाद्भुतम् भूमौ वियतितो एव तथा त्वां लक्ष्यामहे लक्ष्य.
Lord Krishna asked Akrura, have you seen something wonderful on the water, in the sky or in the water? From your appearance, we think you have.
As if he doesn't know anything, Krishna is just asking, kya ho gaya? Why are you looking so surprised or astonished? Have you seen something in the water or what? You went to take bath, and after taking bath you are coming back and then you look totally different. So what's happening? So Krishna innocently asked. Sri Akrura Avacha Adbhutaniha Yavanti Bhumam Vyativa Jalem Tvayi Vishvatma Ketani Kimme Drishtam Vipashyataham.
Sri Akrura said, whatever wonderful things the earth, sky or water contain, all exist in you, since you encompass everything. Mm. When I am seeing you, what have I not seen?
Mm. So, Akrura, having an understanding of the transcendental position of Krishna, he says everything is existing within you only. Right? You encompass everything. Right? When I am seeing you, I mean, it means I am seeing everything. Because Mother Yashoda saw entire universe within the mouth of Krishna. So Krishna is within everything and everything is within him. Thus he encompasses everything within him. At the same time he is within everything. This is Achintya. Like that. So like Brahmaji also says in his prayers. So Brahmaji says that I am within your womb, like your child. You are like my mother. And Brahmaji was standing outside Krishna, in front of Krishna, and saying that. So Brahma is outside Krishna also and he is within the womb also. So it's like a totally inconceivable potency. All these apparently contradictory things can be reconciled if we understand that Krishna has inconceivable potencies. Right? Aham sarvasya prabho matta sarvam pravartate. Krishna is all pervading. Yatradbhutani sarvani भूमौ वियति वा जले तं त्वानुपश्यतो ब्रह्मं किं मे द्रष्टुम् इहाद्भुतम्.
And now that I am seeing you, O Supreme Absolute Truth, in whom reside all amazing things on the earth, in the sky and in the water, what amazing thing could I see in this world?
So Krishna is the most amazing thing, right? So what can be more amazing than Krishna? So Krishna is the collection of all amazing things. Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. All the beauties of the spiritual world, or all the surprising elements or astonishing things in the spiritual world, are originating from Krishna or within Krishna, right? So he says like that. Next. Ityuktva Chodayamasa Yandanam Gandini Suta Mathuram Anayadramam Krishnam Chaiva Danatyaye.
With these words, Akrura, the son of Gandini, began driving the chariot onward. At the end of the day, he arrived in Mathura with Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna.
So they proceeded, they reached Mathura at the end of the day. Marge grama jana rajams tatra tatro pasangataha vasudeva sutau vikshya prita drishtim nachadadu.
Wherever they passed along the road, O king, the village people come forward and looked upon the two sons of Vasudeva with great pleasure. In fact, the villager could not withdraw their eyes from them.
Obviously, when these beautiful children, Krishna and Balaram, small boys, they were going out, and this is the first time they are coming out of Vrindavan. No one has seen them. They must have heard about Krishna, but they have never seen Krishna. So all of them were very happy. They could not withdraw their eyes from the vision of Krishna and Balram. Vasudeva sutau vikshya prita drishtim na chadaduhu. Right? They could not take back. Nacha adaduhu. They are unable to take back their vision, their glances. Tavad vrajaukasas tatra ananda gopada yograhata puroapavanam asadhyam pratikshanto vatasthire.
Nanda Maharaj and the other residents of Vrindavan, having reached Mathura ahead of the chariot, had stopped at the garden on the outskirts of the city to wait for Krishna and Balaram.
Actually, Nanda Maharaj and his team took a shortcut. Right? They reached Mathura in a shortcut way. Sometimes we are coming from ashram to amenities, and some people will go into the Gokul building and then come here like this. So you reach first, right? And you just welcome other people who are coming after you. That's what Nanda Maharaj did, right? So, and also Akrura was taking bath, right? So Akrura stopped the chariot in the middle. He went into the Yamuna, took bath, and he had a vision. He offered so many prayers, one full chapter. There must be some delay, naturally. Right? So that's why Nanda Maharaj reached before, although they started together. Tan Samityaha Bhagavan Akruram Jagadishwaraha Grihitva Padina Panim Prashritam Prahasanniva.
After joining Nanda and the others, the Supreme Lord Krishna, the controller of the universe, took humble Akrura's hand in his own and smiling spoke as follows.
So after reaching, so Akrura very safely brought Krishna and Balram till Mathura. So Krishna is kind of thanking Akrura, and he smiled at Akrura. So externally Krishna was smiling, but internally Krishna's heart was filled with grief. Different reasons. Earlier we have seen he came out of Vrindavan and he was not very comfortable. He lamented secretly. Second, he also for the reason for which he came to Mathura is his parents were so much in grief. Right? Remembering that grief also Krishna came all the way to Mathura to protect them. Parents means Vasudeva and Devaki. Like that. But internally he was remembering his beloved Vraja. Even Krishna also has to do some activity which he is not very happy to do. Right? When Krishna, yesterday Radhisham Prabhu was explaining, right? So Krishna entered the palaces of Dwaraka and met with all the queens. So in that one, Acharya writes a commentary, Chakravarti Pad only. He says, very beautiful descriptions of Krishna's dealings with his queens are described in the first canto, 11th chapter. And suddenly, that Krishna caused just like wind causes friction between bamboos, similarly Krishna caused this entire war of Kurukshetra. So then Acharyas explain that Krishna, Krishna takes great pleasure in having pastimes with his queens, still he takes out some time to orchestrate the war, although he himself is not excited to orchestrate that war. So it's an austerity for Krishna also to perform these kind of activities. He would have perpetually gone ahead for the rest of eternity with his wonderful pastimes with all the gopis and with Nanda Maharaj, Yashodamayi and all the gopas. Like that he would have continued. Why 10 years? Why not 100 years? Just imagine, Krishna would stay in Vrindavan only for 100 years. Right? We'll have more demon killing pastimes. Why stop at 37th chapter? Till 90th chapter, we'll discuss only Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Right? But Krishna came out of Vrindavan Of course, he never comes out of Vrindavan in one sense, but here he came out of Vrindavan to Mathura to kill all the demons and eventually performed so many activities to reduce the burden of earth. So similarly, we are also involved in so many activities. Some services we like to do, we want to do. Some services we get bored to do. It's austere for us to do, right? It is very difficult for us to do. We have to bend our ego to perform some services, right? It's physically inconvenient sometimes. It's mentally very inconvenient. Ego, it's too much for the ego to handle some services. And some service may be much beyond our intellectual capacity. But the other day I was telling him, or Mohan Rup Prabhu, so just like Krishna, although he is not very excited to do some activity, he is doing that activity for the welfare of people in general. Similarly, as a part of our regulated devotional service, sadhana bhakti, we also have to render some activities as a part of our duty, although we ourselves are not very excited to do that activity. That is progress. If we, now bhakti begins when we come out of the comfort zone. That's what we say, right? Right, when I am comfortable doing this, but I extend myself and go out of the comfort zone to do some activity so that it will please Guru, so that it will render better service to the society. Like that. So Krishna was weeping inside. So next we will go to the 10th verse. Bhavan pravishatam agrem. सहयानः पुरीं गृहं वयं तु इव वयं त्विहावमुच्यार्थं ततो द्रक्ष्यामहे पुरीं.
लॉर्ड कृष्ण से टेक द चैरियट एंड एंटर द सिटी अहेड ऑफ अस देन गो होम आफ्टर रेस्टिंग हियर ए व्हाइल वी विल गो टू सी द सिटी.
So, just give me 1 minute. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was profusely glorifying Bhagavad Subodhan. The whole discussion is about that only. Hare Krishna. So tomorrow we are launching Janmashtami, Bhagavad Subodhan, 4th canto at Chowpatti. So 11th verse.
श्रीअक्रूर उवाच नाहं भवद्भ्यां रहितः प्रवेक्ष्ये मथुरां प्रभो त्यक्तुं नार्हसि मां नाथ भक्तं ते भक्तवत्सल.
श्री अक्रूर सेड, ओ मास्टर, without the two of you, I shall not enter Mathura. I am your devotee, O Lord, so it is not fair for you to abandon me, since you are always affectionate to your devotees.
So here Akrura is inviting Krishna and Balaram to his house.
Agachayama gehanna sanathan kurvadhokshaja सहाग्रज सगोपालैः सुहृद्भिश्च सुहृत्तमः.
कम, लेट अस गो टू माय हाउस विथ योर एल्डर ब्रदर द काउहेड मैन एंड योर कंपेनियंस. ओ बेस्ट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स, ओ ट्रांसेंडेंटल लॉर्ड, इन दिस वे प्लीज प्लीज ग्रेस माय हाउस विथ इट्स मास्टर.
सो ही सेज this you please come to my house, right, with your elder brother and with other gopas. So I will not inform Kamsa directly now, right? Your arrival at Mathura, I'll keep it secret for a while. So meanwhile you come to my house, right? Because informing Kamsa about your arrival means giving him his death news. So I will not do that immediately. Meanwhile, you just come to my house, then we can slowly inform, like that. So, Chakvartipad gives a nice purport also.
పునీహి పాద రజస గృహాన్నో గృహమేధినాం యచ్చౌచేనానుతృప్యంతి పితర సాగ్నయః సురాః.
I am simply an ordinary householder attached to ritual sacrifices. So please purify my home with the dust of your lotus feet. By that act of purification, my forefathers, the sacrificial fires and the demigods will all become satisfied.
So he says, I am punihi pada rajasa grahanno grahamedhinam. So he is considering himself a grahamedhi. Even in the previous chapter also, he said, I am like Vishayatmanam, right? I am absorbed in material enjoyment, right? So, I am like a Grihamedhi. So, Grihan Punihi, please purify my house. How? Pada Rajasa, by the dust of your lotus feet, right? Yat Shauchena Anutripyanti, by which purification Anutripyanti means we will become satisfied. Who? Pitaraha, Sagnayaha, Suraha. So all the sacrificial fires at my home, Sa Agnayaha, Pitaraha, all my forefathers, Suraha, demigods, everybody will be satisfied. If you come to my house and if I worship you, it's equivalent to satisfying everyone. Like that. Then 14th verse.
Avanijyanghari Yugalam Asid Shlokyo Balir Mahan ఐశ్వర్యం అతులం లేభే గతిం చైకాంతి చైకాంతినాం తుయా.
By bathing your feet, the excellent Bali Maharaj attained not only glorious fame and unequalled power, but also the final destination of pure devotees.
So, by bathing Krishna's feet, even Bali Maharaj also was delivered, right? He attained lot of fame, and he is remembering the glory of washing Krishna's lotus feet. Yat shaucha nishrita sarit pravarodakena teerthena murnyadhikritena shivashivo bhut dhyatu mana shamala shaila nishrishta vajram. Yaad hai na? Remember this? Dhyaya chiram bhagavatas charana aravindam. So, Shiva is auspicious. He has become all the more auspicious by holding the water that washed Krishna's lotus feet on his head, Ganga. Right? So that is the power of the lotus feet of Krishna. Right? Sadyah Punati Sahachandra Lalama Lokan. So that Ganga water, which is the foot wash of Krishna, Sahachandra Lalama Lokan, it purifies all the three planetary systems and Shiva who holds Chandra on his head. Like that.
Apastengri avane janya trilokan shuchayo punan sirasadhattaya sarvah svaryatah sagaratmajah.
The water of the river Ganges has purified the three worlds. Having become transcendental by bathing your feet, Lord Shiva accepted that water on his head. And by that water's grace, the sons of King Sagara attained to heaven.
So here also he says the same thing. Sirasa adhattaya sarvaha svaryataha sagarajatmajaha. So Sagara's sons were purified by contacting the water of Ganga, which is nothing but the water washed Lord's lotus feet, like that. Okay, then he further says, he concludes basically,
Deva Deva Jagannatha Punya Shravana Kirtana Yaduttamottama Shloka Narayana Namostute.
O Lord of Lords, Master of the Universe, O you whose glorious seat is most pious to hear and chant, O best of the Yadus, O you whose fame is recounted in excellent poetry, O Supreme Lord Narayana, I offer you my obeisances.
So it's like concluding prayer. Deva Deva Jagannatha Punya Shravana Kirtana. Like that. Right. Fine. Now Krishna responds. So Garga Samhita says that noticing that afternoon that Krishna, Balaram and all the Gopas were eager to see Mathura city, Nanda Maharaj spoke. Right. So look at the city, then quickly come back. Know that this is not Gokul. This is the fearful kingdom of Kamsa. So now as soon as they reached Mathura, all the Gopa boys, Krishna, Balaram, they became eager to see the new place. First time, no? The first time they came to Mathura. Never came before. So then Nanda Maharaj said, fine. The enthusiasm or curiosity of young boys is worth satisfying. So we should satisfy that. So, but come back. Don't do any mischief there. Like that. But all these boys, especially Krishna and Balaram, will do exactly opposite of what Nanda Maharaj says. They will do mischief. They will go and break the bow of Shiva. They will kill some washerman. So like that. All that they will do. That's what this whole chapter describes.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Ayasye bhavato geham. Aham Arya Samanvitaha Yatu Chakra Druham Hatva Vitarishye Suhrit Priyam.
The Supreme Lord said, I will come to your house with my elder brother, but first I must satisfy my friends and well-wishers by killing the enemy of the Yadu clan.
So, I will come to your house with my elder brother, but after killing Kamsa, not before killing Kamsa. I am primarily his guest, right? Right. You are just his representative. So, let me first accept his invitation and kill him. Then I become independent. Then I can go to anyone's house, right? I will come to your house also. I will come to Gubja's house also, right? So, he will come later.
Shri Shuka Uvacha. Evam ukto bhagavata sokruro vimana iva purim pravishta kamasya kamsaya karma vedya graham yayo.
Shukadeva Goswami said, thus addressed by the Lord, Akrura entered the city with a heavy heart. He informed King Kamsa of the success of his mission and then went home.
So Akrura was with heavy heart. He was a little disappointed. When we love someone, when we develop affection for someone, the thought of separation from that person or object will overwhelm us with feelings of separation, hard heart, etc. Heavy heart, not hard heart. So Akrura, but because it's inevitable, he has to accept it. So he accepted it and then went back.
Atha parane Bhagavan Krishna Sankarshananvita Mathuram Pravishad Gopair Didrukshu Parivarita.
Lord Krishna desired to see Mathura, so toward evening he took Lord Balaram and the cowherd boys with him and entered the city.
So evening he entered. Now we see all the wonderful decorations of Mathura.
Dadarshatam Sphatika Tunga Gopura Dvaram Brihadhema Kapata Toranam Tamrara Koshtam Parikha Durasadam Udhyana Ramyo Pavanopasobhitam Sauvarna Shringataka Harmya Nikshutai Shreni Shubhabhir Bhavanair Upaskritam Vaidurya Vajramalanila Vidrumair Mukta Haridbhir Valabhishu Vedushu Jushteshu Jala Mukharandhra Kuttimeshu Avishtapa Para Vatabarhi Naditam Samsikta Rathya Panamar Gachatvaram Prakina Malyang Kuralaja Tandalam Apurna Kumbhair Dadhichanda Kosatai Prasuna Deepa Valibhissa Pallavaihi Savrindarambha Kramukaihi Saketubhi Svalankrita Dvara Grihamsa Pattikaihi
The Lord saw Mathura with its tall gates and household entrances made of crystal, its immense archways and main doors of gold, its granaries and other storehouses of copper and brass, and its impregnable moats. Beautifying the city were pleasant gardens and parks. The main intersections were fashioned of gold, and there were mansions with private pleasure gardens, along with guild halls and many other buildings. Mathura resounded with the calls of peacocks and pet turtle doves, who sat in the small openings of the lattice windows and on the gem-studded floors, and also on the columned balconies and on the ornate rafters in front of the houses. These balconies and rafters were adorned with vaidurya stones, diamonds, crystal quartz, sapphires, coral, pearls and emeralds. All the royal avenues and commercial streets were sprinkled with water, as were the side roads and courtyards, and flower garlands, newly grown sprouts, parched grains and rice had been scattered about everywhere. Gracing the houses' doorways were elaborately decorated pots filled with water, which were bedecked with mango leaves, smeared with yogurt and sandalwood paste, and encircled by flower petals and ribbons. Near the pots were flags, rows of lamps, bunches of flowers, and the trunks of banana and betel nut trees.
Okay. So this is the description of the city of Mathura. So whenever this city's description is coming, Sukadeva Goswami describes also it very elaborately. In the first canto, he describes Dwaraka, then also Hastinapur. Then here he is describing Mathura. Right? So kingdoms are described. Now Chakravartipad gives this description very elaborately in his commentary. Encircling each pot are flower petals, so a little more elaboration is there on that. So now Krishna wanted to see that city. Right? Tam sampravishtau vasudeva nandanau vratau vayasyair naradeva vartmana drashtum samiyus tvarita purastriyo harmyani chaiva ruruhur nripotsukaha.
The women of Mathura hurriedly assembled and went forth to see the two sons of Vasudev as they entered the city on the king's road, surrounded by their cowherd boyfriends. Some of the women, my dear king, eagerly climbed to the roofs of their houses to see them.
So, these women of Mathura, generally they are confined in the house quarters. But now, they are coming out. They are even tolerating the hot sun also to see Krishna. And respectable ladies, they don't just come out on the roads. They climb the rooftops, and from the rooftops they watch. The way Hastinapur ladies also did. Right? Here some of them eagerly climbed on the rooftops and then saw when Krishna and Balaram are entering. Tam Sampravishtau Vasudeva Nandanau. Here Krishna and Balaram are being addressed as Vasudeva's sons. Kaschid viparyag dhritavastra bhushana visvritya chaikam yugaleshvathaparaha kritaika patra shravanaika nupura nang tvadvitiyam tvaparascha lochanam.
Some of the ladies put their clothes and ornaments on backwards. Others forgot one of their earrings or ankle bells. And others applied makeup to one eye but not the other.
So they left all their activities in the middle. Right? They put them kajal here and then here. Krishna gaya. Let's go out. It's like that. They are combing their hair and then they just go out in the middle only. Right? It's like still hanging. So like that. That shows their eagerness to see Krishna. The more glory of these ladies will come up now. Asnantya eka stadapasya sotsava abhyajyamana akritopa majjana svapantya utthaya nisham yanishvanam prapayayanto rubhamo rubham apohya matara.
Those who were taking their meals abandoned them. Others went out without finishing their baths or massages. Women who were sleeping at once rose when they heard the commotion, and mothers breastfeeding their infants simply put them aside.
So even the mothers who are feeding their infant babies also, they just left. Same thing happened in the midst of Rasa Leela. Manam sitasam aravindalochana pragalbhalila hasitava lokanai jaharamattad dviradhendra vikramo drisham dadat shri ramanatma otsavam.
The lotus-eyed lord, smiling as he recalled his bold pastimes, captivated those ladies' minds and with his glances. He walked with the gait of a lordly elephant in rut, creating a festival for their eyes with his transcendental body, which is the source of pleasure for the divine goddess of fortune.
So Sukadeva Goswami is further describing. So manamsitasam aravinda lochana. So that his eyes are like lotus petals, right? So their minds just were captivated by that lotus eyes. Pragalbha leela hasitava lokanaihi, right? So pragalbha means very bold, right? Very emphatic, pragalbha, very courageous, right? Bold is the very right word that captures. So his pragalbha leela, his activities or pastimes are very bold, and hasitava lokanaihi, his glances accompanied by smiles, right? They were seeing all that. Then jahara matta dvirada indra, right? Dvirada indra means a lordly elephant, right? So dviradendra vikramaihi. So when someone is walking very nicely in a very wonderful fashion, his walking is often compared to elephant gait. Right? That's like a very majestic and regal walk. Right? Regal way of walking is compared to elephant's walking. Like that. And
regal or very royal neck is compared to lion's neck, like that voice, nice voice, cuckoo's voice, so like that. So they are ideal comparisons, right? You will sing so nicely like a donkey. That is not an ideal comparison. That's a galley. You sing so nicely like a cuckoo bird. Then that is, people understand like that. So comparisons are made like that. Drisham dadat Shri Ramanotsa, Shri Ramanatmanotsavam. So Shri Ramana Atmanotsavam. So when Krishna is walking, it's like Shri Ramana. He is the husband of Goddess of Fortune. Right, he is the consort of her, the Goddess of Fortune. Utsavam, people are celebrating. What is that? Shriyo Nivaso Yasyoraha Panapatram Mukham Drisham Bahavo Lokapalanam Saranganam Padambujam. Before that, Nityam Nirikshamananam Yadyapi Dwarakaukasam Navitripyante Hidrishaha Shriyo Dhamanga Machutam. First canto. Shriyo Dhamanga Machutam. Lord's body, Anga, is Shriya's Dhamma, is the abode of all beauties, all opulences. So when that personality is walking, it's like a festival, right? Utsava. Nityam Nirikshamananam. Although they see constantly, still that eagerness and hankering to see him again and again is still there in Dwarakavasis. And what to speak of these Mathuravasis who are seeing him for the first time? It's all the more exciting for them, right? First time they are seeing. Now, Drishtva Muhu Shrutaman Shrutamanu Drita Chetasastam Tat Prekshanotsmita Tat Prekshanotsmita Sudhokshanalabdhamana Ananda Murti Mupaguhya Drishatmalabdham Hrishyatvacho Jahuranantamai Arindamanam Arindhamadhim.
The ladies of Mathura had repeatedly heard about Krishna, and thus as soon as they saw him with their hearts melted. They felt honored that he was sprinkling upon them the nectar of his glances and broad smiles. Taking him into their hearts through their eyes, they embraced him, the embodiment of all ecstasy. And as their bodily hair stood on end, O subduer of enemies, they forgot the unlimited distress caused by his absence.
So, this further describes their ecstasy. Drishtva muhu shrutam anudrita chetasastam. So, all the ladies of Mathura, shrutam, they have heard about Krishna. Right? Because the news of Krishna's activities and Balramji's activities, they are coming to Mathura now and then. Right? So they felt honored. Tat prekshanosmita sudhokshana labdha manaha. Right? Labdha manaha. They received honor. Right? It's a great honor to be able to hear about Krishna and now to be able to see him. Now you hear about some celebrity. Right? Who are the celebrities? Local Amitabh Bachchan. Who are the other fellows? Shah Rukh, so many are there, right? When they suddenly come here, you have heard a lot, you never saw them. Maybe you have seen on the screen only, you have never seen them live. So if they directly see you, you have some intu to see such so celebrities. That is the case with the local celebrities. Local means material world. He is a spiritual celebrity. He is celebrity of all the celebrities. How much honor they would feel to see Krishna. Tat prekshanosmita sudhokshana labdha manaha. This manaha is labdha manaha, it's not that they have become materially proud. Right? They felt honored on a spiritual platform to see Krishna. Who is that Krishna? Ananda Murtim. He is a personification of bliss. Murti. Ananda Murtim. Upagahya drisha atma labdham. So they have gained within themselves that opportunity to see Krishna. Then Hrishyatvacho Jahur Anandam Arindamadhim. This word Arindha is very important. Arindama means subduer of enemies.
Such sweet description of Krishna is going on. Such sweet description of the response of all Mathura ladies after seeing Krishna is going on. And suddenly subduer of enemies. Why this comes? So Sukadeva Goswami addresses Parikshit Maharaj as Arindama here. Because by hearing this description of Krishna entering Mathura, by meditating on this description of Krishna entering Mathura, one will be able to conquer his senses. So here Arindama means conqueror of enemies. Who are our enemies? Our enemies are lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. So by meditating on this description, one will be able to conquer one's enemies of lust, greed, anger, etc. That's why this word Arindama is used. Right? So they forgot the unlimited distress caused by his absence. Right? So when Krishna is not there, there is lot of distress. Right? When Krishna is there, there is a lot of happiness. So they could subdue that unhappiness by seeing Krishna. Prasada shikhara shikhara rudhaha prityutfulla mukhambujaha abhyavarshan saumanasyaihi pramada balakeshavo.
Lotus face blooming with affection, the ladies who had climbed to the roofs of the mansions rained down showers of flowers upon Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna.
So their glances or their taking darshan of Krishna Balaram is filled with affection. So many people can see Krishna and Balaram passing by. Right? When a person is walking by, different people glance at him. But different emotions are churned in different categories of people. Right? For example, as I said, that celebrity is just walking. If his opponent, whatever, his opposition, someone, his competitor, if he sees that celebrity, he has a different emotion. If that celebrity's mother sees him, she has a different emotion. Wife sees some other emotion. Right? Son sees different emotion. When will this fellow die so that I get the property? Right? When will this fellow recommend me? When will he put me on the seat, his seat? So there could be different emotions when a person is passing by. But these people, the ladies of Hastina, ladies of Mathura specifically, their glances on Krishna is filled with affection. That's why Sukadeva Goswami is spending so much time in describing their emotions specifically. Right? So they were filled with affection. Then they were showing their raining showers of flowers upon Krishna and Balaram in the form of smiles and actions indicating that their minds were delighted in love. They are the flowers. May not be physically, maybe physically also, but here flowers, according to Chakravartipad, the flowers are referring to their smiles and their actions indicating that they have a lot of love for Krishna. Dadhyakshatai soda patraihi sraggandhair abhyupayinaihi tav anarchu pramuditaha tatra tatra jujataya.
Brahmana standing along the way honored the two lords with presentations of yogurt, unbroken barley corns, pots full of water, garlands, fragrant substances such as sandalwood paste and other items of worship.
So these are about the Brahmanas. Then uchu yu uchu paura aho gopyaha tapah kim acharan mahat yahyetav anupashyanti naraloka mahotsavau.
The woman of Mathura exclaimed, "Oh, what severe austerities the gopis must have performed to be able to regularly see Krishna and Balaram, who are the greatest source of pleasure for all mankind."
Now they are appreciating the fortune of gopis. My God, gopis have been seeing these forms daily. Akshanvatam phalamidam naparam vidama. Gopis also say that. Right? The purpose of having eyes is fulfilled when you see Krishna and Balaram. Now, Mathura vasis, especially the ladies of Mathura, they were so enchanted by Krishna's darshan, and now they are appreciating the fortune of the gopis. They were able to regularly see Krishna like this. Just once we saw, and then we are having so much of ecstasy, and now they are seeing him regularly. Right? They are the greatest source of pleasure for all mankind. Naraloka Mahotsava. Maha Utsava means great celebration. Naraloka, entire humanity can celebrate greatly by seeing the forms of Krishna and Balaram. Something similar to what they say. Akshanvatam Phalamidam. The purpose of having eyes for anyone, not just the gopis. Anyone's eyes are fulfilled, the purpose of their having eyes is fulfilled if they see Krishna and Balaram. It is true in everybody's case. Here also, Naraloka Mahotsava, entire humanity, they are saying. It's not just Krishna's darshan is giving us only pleasure. It is supposed to give pleasure to entire humanity. Like that. Anupashyanti. Mathura is now shining as abode of sweetness by contacting Krishna's sweetness. Right? Women are like moonlight. Right? So, women are like moonlight, and then Krishna is shining. Right? Mathura is shining because of Krishna's sweetness. Like that. So, thus they glorify the fortune of Rajavasis also. Aho bhagyam, nanda gopa rajavokasam. So now from 32nd verse onwards, we have another episode, right? Some of the main episodes of this chapter are this killing of washerman. So Rajaka Vayaka Sudama Upakhyana. So this is the title of this chapter given in Garga Samhita. Rajaka Vayaka Sudama Upakhyana. This section. Like that. So now, Sukadeva Goswami so far has described the great joy of good citizens upon seeing Krishna and Balaram. Now, the opposite thing will be described. Right? Not everybody was joyful to see Krishna and Balaram. Some people were envious also. After elaborately describing those who are joyful upon seeing Krishna and Balaram, now he will describe about some people who were not joyful. One example is washerman. The first example. So 32 to 39 describe this washerman episode. So this washerman is a very loyal follower of Kamsa. Right? Let's read 32. Rajakam kanchidayantam Rangakaram Gadagrajah Drishtvaya Chatavasamsi Dhautanyatyuttamanicha.
Seeing a washerman approaching who had been dyeing some clothes, Krishna asked him for the finest laundered garments he had.
Okay. So Rajakam. He is a very loyal follower of Kamsa, but with a demoniac nature. Loyalty. Loyalty to his demoniac nature. So he was also having demoniac nature. And Rajakam kinchit ayatam. So ayatam means he was approaching. Rangakaram. Now you see, Rangakaram means if a person washes clothes, he is called Rajakaha. If you also dyes that clothes, he is called Rangakara. Is clear? Rajaka means washer of clothes. Rangakara means one who dyes the clothes. Brahmacharis are both. Now after you get saffron, you will understand why I said this. So they do both. They wash their clothes, they dye their clothes also. White people need not dye. You have time. Like that. Rangakara Gadagrajaha. Now Gadagrajaha refers to Krishna. Why is he called Gadagraja? He is the elder brother of Gada. Who is Gada? There are two Gadas. Right? Rohini has three sons. One is Balaram, one is Gada, and one is Sarana. These three are the sons of Mother Rohini. And Vasudev has another wife called Devarakshita. She also had a son named Gada. Right? He is playing with Krishna when Krishna came to Mathura, like that. So there are two Gadas. Krishna is the elder brother of these two devotees who are named Gada. Like that. So Gada has all good qualities. Of course, Krishna has more good qualities. He is called Gada Agrajaha. Gada Agrajaha means Krishna is the elder brother of Gada. Now Gada has good qualities. Gada Agrajaha means he has more good qualities. That is also indication by the name. Got this link? Agraja means elder person who is having more qualities than the younger brother. So Drishtva Achyuta Vasamsi. So by seeing this washerman, Rajata and Rangakara, so Krishna requested him, can you give us some clothes? Agrata is belter. Agraja means elder brother. Gada is not Agraja. Gada's Agraja is Krishna. Possible, no? One son of Rohini can be elder to Krishna, other sons can be younger to Krishna. Like that. Right? Here it's clearly written, Lord Sri Krishna, the elder brother of Gada. He's an elder brother. So, see the fortune of this fellow, this Rajaka or Rangakara. Krishna is personally coming and asking him, give me clothes. Here, Vrindavanveri doesn't ask. Janmashtami comes, you have to make the clothes. You have to plan, 3-4 months in advance, maybe 6 months in advance, and tell the dress department, stitch like this. They have to come take measurements and, that's a big planning that goes behind offering one dress to Krishna and Janmashtami. And here Krishna is directly asking, can you give me clothes? And he says, I will not give you. Your Kamsa's clothes. I will give to a demon, not to you. Like that. So he had some cloth for selling also. This fellow is a cloth merchant also. Right? But to deceive Krishna, he said, everything is for Kamsa. I will not give you anything. Like that. And this fellow is having thousands of braying donkeys. So donkeys are the constant companions of washermen. Right? Not Kamsa. Washermen. So, he has thousands of braying donkeys, means he is a very, high-grade washerman, right? Dhobiwala is a very opulent, popular Dhobiwala, it seems. He is not a simple Dhobiwala. It seems that he is a head of the community of Dhobiwalas. Thousands of braying donkeys he has, not just one or two. And Dhobiwala may have some 2-3 donkeys to carry the clothes, but he has so many. Now, when this dire Rangakara arrived, Krishna, who casually lifted Govardhana and destroyed the pride of demons, he began to think, this proud rascal, surrounded by his friends, right, causing distress to all, had dyed many clothes for the festival. What is the festival? Dhanuryagya. Kamsa orchestrated na Dhanuryagya. And he is bringing the cloth back to the city. In those days, this Dhobiwala's place is somewhere in the outskirts also, because he needs a long, big place to dye so many clothes and to dry so many clothes, right? They have big rope lines, right? They may be closer to some reservoir of water so that they can wash there, like that. They live little outside. Now he's coming into the city. So I will take these auspicious clothes for myself. For entering into the city. Greeting him, I will make the dyer angry at my request. I will then use force. And offending him, I will take all the cloth. So Krishna already decided what's going to happen to this fellow. Like that. Now 33rd verse. Dehyavayo samuchitani. Angavasamsi charhata Bhavishyati param shreyo Dhatuste natra samshaya.
Please give suitable garments to the two of us, who certainly deserves them. If you grant this charity, you will undoubtedly receive the greatest benefit.
Now Krishna is promising. He is personally asking for an offering, and he is politely saying that, giving a benediction, you will receive great benefit if you give us some suitable garments, right? Two of us, that you is big, means Krishna and Balaram, both are lords, right? So washerman was harsh, but Krishna was gentle. To avoid future criticism that people might say that Krishna demanded clothes, and when he didn't give, he just killed him. What is this going on? People might sometimes say like that, but here Krishna is very polite. And if Krishna is blamed for his rude behavior in demanding clothes from this washerman, in future devotees cannot tolerate it. If Krishna is blamed, how can Krishna's devotees tolerate it? Considering the emotions of his devotees, future emotions of his devotees, Krishna politely requested. Although Krishna prepared his mind to kill this fellow, but still Krishna very politely requested, "My dear Dobhiwala, can you please give us some clothes? Right? If you give us some clothes, I will give you benefit. You will receive greatest benefit." He said like that. So samuchitani means suitable garments you give. Right? So the form of the cloth should be suitable to us. The color of the cloth also should be suitable to us. Krishna is already dark. If you give him a dark color cloth, it may not match him. Give me yellow color. My brother is already white, shining. If you give him another white cloth, maybe that may not be very appropriate. Give him blue cloth. Right? So give us suitable garments of suitable forms. If you give me a very loose dress, how can I wear? If you give me a tight dress, how can I wear? Give us suitable cloth. Samuchitani. He says like that. So he may say, how can I give without any payment? Do you have any money? Right? Then he says, you will receive greatest benefit in this life and in the next life. Even at the time of death, you will receive. So Krishna is promising. When Krishna is promising, bhavishyati param shreyo. Krishna is saying, bhavishyati param shreyo. You will get highest benefit. That is the promise of Krishna. He promised such great benefit to this Rajaka, but still he is not fortunate enough to believe it. Right? So that reveals the wicked nature of this washerman. So this episode is misunderstood by some people. Krishna went and demanded cloth from this washerman, when he did not give, he killed him. He kya dadagiri kar rahe Krishna. Right? He is like a gunda. People may think like that. Right? What is wrong if washerman denies to give some cloth? Is he obliged to give Krishna? Someone may question like that. No. Krishna is so politely asking, and Krishna wanted to deliver him. Krishna is saying that I will give you benefit in this life and in the next life. Even at the time of death, you will receive benefit. Bhavishyati param shreyo datuste na atra samshayaha. There is absolutely no doubt that you will receive the highest benefit. Right? Krishna gave this promise. These lines are important. Bhavishyati param shreyo. Just give us some cloth, you will get highest benefit. What kind of negotiation is that? And apparently washerman might ask, do you have any money? But what money you are asking? Some coins and some notes, that's what you want? I will give you param shreyo. Just give me one cloth, I will give you highest benefit. And when Krishna says it is highest benefit, it must be really highest. But he did not trust Krishna. Let's see what other points are there. So Krishna personally gave the washerman an opportunity for service. Right? So who is most fortunate? One who receives an opportunity to render some service is most fortunate. And if that opportunity is directly coming from Krishna, how can someone deny it? One who receives that opportunity and rejects that opportunity, he is the most unfortunate. Right? Like that. One who receives an opportunity to serve, he is fortunate. One who does not receive an opportunity is unfortunate. One who receives that opportunity but rejects it, he is the most unfortunate fellow. Like that. So in devotional service, pride can come from various sources. Right? Pride can come from learning scripture. Right? Pride can come from one's own purity also. I am so pure. The other day Radhesham Prabhu was explaining. Right? So I am doing so much of austerity. I am doing Nirjal last 5 years. All that. So one can become proud of that also. Our pride can come because of one's connection with a superior. This is a very important thing. As you grow further, now all of you are on the equal level. Nobody is exceptionally treated. Right? Everybody is having a common schedule to follow, common services. Maybe weekend may there is some differences in services. Somebody is in kitchen, somebody is in Sevastan, somebody is somewhere else, like that. Otherwise, there is everything that you do is common. After some years, you will be handling different services, different departments. Based on that, based on what is your service, you will be reporting to certain kind of people, right? Different categories of people, superiors. Now, if you happen to report to some very senior person, and some other devotee may be reporting to little younger person, that is his service, that is your service. So my connection with a superior person, a senior person, a popular person, should not induce pride in me, so much so that I ridicule my fellow devotees. This is a very important point. Now you may not be able to understand it or realize it. After 5 years, you try to remember what I am saying today. Or 5 years, or 10 years, whatever. Now, your real skill set will come out after some time. Right? Your connection with a superior personality becomes a little more established. At that time, how do you treat your equals who may not have flourished as much as you have flourished? Externally. Flourishing in the devotional service is simple. Developing genuine taste for hearing and chanting. Except that we see all other external things as flourishing. Right? Someone is more connected with, hey, Maharaj. When Maharaj comes, he personally interacts with Maharaj. I never get a glance only. Yesterday night, Radhesham Prabhu was saying, right, to get a glance of Guru Maharaj, you know, people can live with that for an year. Right? Okay, yes, I'll. Next year, I'll get one more glance. Sufficient, I can continue. Like that. Someone may come and interact. 1 hour meeting, he is attending along with Maharaj. That service needs, you know, that personal association. Of course, you cannot deny the glory of personal association of an exalted personality. But as much is needed, everything depends on the consciousness. So this service needs that much association. Another service may not need so much association. Right? So our connection with a great personality, superior personality, should not make us so proud that we neglect or disrespect or minimize the position of our other equals, batchmates. Why I am saying all this in this context is, I just felt this fellow, washerman, because he is a favorite or very close to the heart of Kamsa, in the sense that he renders service nicely, right, Kamsa. His connection with Kamsa made him ridicule other people, right? So the washerman is affected by his connection with the king. He is the washerman of the king. You understand? A dhobiwala can be dhobiwala of a regular citizen in the country also, right? Regular citizen, some cloth merchant is there, or some other stationery market ka, you know, owner is there. He may be dhobiwala of that person also. Now he is dhobiwala of the president. Right? He washes the clothes of the president. King, president, prime minister, chief minister, local MLA, and some regular citizen. Right? All of them have their own personal dhobiwalas. Which dhobiwala? Amongst the dhobiwalas, best dhobiwala is the dhobiwala of the king. He happens to be the dhobiwala of the king. So more than identifying himself as a dhobi wala, he identifies himself with the king. Right? We should identify ourselves as das, not the other flavor. Right? In which flavor are you das? That makes one proud. Because he was connected, he is directly serving the king, he became very harsh with Krishna and Balaram. Okay? And one of the main reasons why Maushalya Leela was enacted is that some Yadus were becoming very proud of their close connection with Krishna. Right? So, Krishna enacted Maushalya Leela and kind of annihilated the Yadu dynasty. That's one of the reasons. You will learn more reasons in 11th canto, 1st chapter. Now, Garga Samhita says that though the dyer, his mind clouded by passion and ignorance, he had heard of famous, generous Krishna strength. Right? So, it's not that Dobiwala doesn't know who Krishna and Balaram are. He knows to some extent. Because Krishna's glories and Balaramji's glories were well known to most people. It's not that they are strangers or some mischievous kids were playing and then calling him and then taking clothes from him. It's quite well known that Balaramji was the son of Vasudeva also, and then their glory, strength and beauty, everything was quite famous at that point. But still, he became very passionate and ignorant. That's why he could not acknowledge their glory. He considered that he, by his own power, was taking the clothing to Kamsa's palace on the authority of Kamsa. Covered with ignorance, he did not see that Krishna was dressed in cloth given by Ananta, Varuna and Indra. Showing his demoniac nature, the dyer, not recognizing Krishna's greatness, mocked Krishna in agitation. Like that. Let's see what this Dhobiwala has to say. His response, 34th verse. Sayachito Bhagavata Paripurnena Sarvata Sakshepam Rushita Praha Bhrityoragna Sudurmadaha.
Thus requested by the Supreme Lord, who is perfectly complete in all respects, that arrogant servant of the king became angry and replied insultingly.
Sa yachito bhagavata. See the word that Sukadeva Goswami is using. Yachito. Krishna begged him. Requested him. It's not a demand. It's not dadagiri. It is a request. Yachana. Krishna did yachan to this washerman. First point. Yachito. Second. Paripurnena sarvataha. Krishna, all his desires are completely fulfilled. He is Atmaram, he is Aptakam, Paripurna, complete. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction. Such a personality is asking. It's not that Krishna is greedy for cloth. Krishna is already having cloth, not given by Dhobiwala, given by Varuna, given by Indra. He gets cloth from such unimaginable sources. Right? He did yachan. Then paripurnena sarvadaha. Krishna simply asked him to see his reaction, not because he is in need. It's not that Krishna is not having cloth, he's like a beggar, or he's just wearing some rags, or his cloth is torn. Not like that. He's already wearing such wonderful clothes. Still, to test him. What is his motive? What is his mood? Krishna asked him. That is about Krishna. Then about this washerman, see, sa akshepam rushita praha. Right? So, sa akshepam means insultingly he spoke. Rushitaha means angrily he spoke. Praha he spoke. Then, bhrutyo ragnaha sudurmadaha. He is bhrutya, the servant of whom? Ragnaha, king. Because he is the servant of king, Durmadaha, he became falsely proud. These are the three qualities of this, who is this, washerman. Right? Sa akshepam, insult speech. Rushitaha, anger. 3. Durmadaha, falsely proud, because of being connected to the king. Like that, I am king's dhobiwala. Right? That's why I can ridicule anyone. That was his great pride. So Harivamsa says, Prapta vishtaya murkhaya vangmayam visham. He spoke poison to attain the destination desired by the foolish people. What he spoke was very poisonous, very rude, very harsh. Right? So the arrogant servant, he had already heard the glory of Krishna earlier, but still he became very proud. Main to kamsa ka dhobi wala hun. Who can do anything to me? Like that. 35th verse. Idrishanyeva vasamsi nityam girivane charaha paridhatta kimudhrutvam vritta raja dravyanyabhipsata.
Washerman said, "You important boys, you are accustomed to roaming the mountains and forests, and yet you dare put on such clothes as this. These are the king's possessions you are asking for."
So, idrishani eva vasamsi. So, idrishani, this kind of clothes, eva vasamsi. Nityam girivane charaha, you are uncivilized people. Girivana means mountains and forests. Charaha means wandering. You people are accustomed to wandering in mountains, Govardhan mountain, and forests, Vrindavan. Right? Girivana. Giri is Govardhan Giri, Vana is Vrindavan. That glory this fellow doesn't understand. He is simply considering them as tribal people or uncivilized people or village people, forest dwellers, mountain dwellers. Right? He is very ridiculing them. Right? And he is meaning that if you wear such royal opulent clothes meant for the kings, that is like joke. For example, you get some tribal fellow and then make dress him like a king. That will look like a joke. Right? That's what he is considering. That will happen if you wear these clothes. Right? Here are forest wanderers. Then, paridhatta kim udhrutva raja dravyani abhipsataha. Udhrutva. Right? Means utkrushta vritta. Udvritta. Udvritta literally means impudent. You have become so impudent, although you are forest wanderers, you have become so impudent that rajadravyani abhipsita. You are desiring for rajadravya, paraphernalia of the king. But acharyas give a positive meaning to all this. Right? Impudent means they are not having any fear of kamsa. Right? So Chakvartipada and Jiva Goswami, they give a positive meaning to this. So Chakvartipada says, "O boys of excellent character," he said what? Udvritta. Udvritta means impudent. But udvritya can be utkrushta vritta. Right? Udvritta means impudent. Utkrushta vritta. Vritta means character. Right? Vritti, character. Utkrushta means best. Oh, my dear boys of best character, that's how he addressed. So, who had cows on Govardhan? Right? Will you wear these material clothes? Right? Rajadravyani. These are meant for fallen kings. Material clothes. Right? That can never be. Therefore, why do you want to don the clothes of an impure king, even in play? Right? Joke, right? So, what he meant was, if you wear this, that will be like a joke. The positive meaning is, how can you, such qualified personalities like you, wear the clothes of an impure king? That would not be befitting you. Right? Just like Akrura felt happy to see a new chariot. His contemplation was, if I take an old chariot, Maha chariot of Kamsa, that is not befitting for Krishna and Balram. They deserve a new chariot. Same thing he is also saying in a negative way. So Krishna is the supreme king and this fellow is saying, Kamsa is the king. These are his clothes. So did your fathers or godfathers or great grandfathers, did they ever wear this kind of clothes? They are so opulent clothes, king's clothes. We are cowherd people, like that. So Jiva Goswami gives a hidden meaning. Oh, boys having an attractive occupation, wandering in the forests of Govardhan, you wear most attractive cloth. Do you desire the king's cloth? Of course not. You are asking this cloth just for fun, just as a trick, like that. So acharyas give opposite meaning. When the heart is filled with love for Krishna, one can see Krishna everywhere. So acharyas are seeing glorification of Krishna even in this blasphemy of this dhobiwala. Because they love Krishna, they see Krishna everywhere. They see, how can a verse in Bhagavatam not glorify Krishna? Let's interpret it in such a way that it glorifies Krishna. That is how they employ their Sanskrit knowledge. Right? Mundane Sanskrit scholars, they employ their Sanskrit knowledge to screw out some wrong meanings from Shastras. But see what acharyas are doing. They are employing their Sanskrit knowledge to convert blasphemy into praise of Krishna. Right? So that is their glory. So Prabhupada said, Mayavadis are trying to erase Krishna from the scriptures by giving their own covered meanings. Even if Krishna is not there, I will put Krishna there. Verse may, translation may, you don't see Krishna anywhere. Prabhupada speaks about Krishna throughout the purport. People get bewildered. Where is Krishna here? Why are you bringing Krishna here? When Krishna is there, you fellows have removed Krishna from there. Even if Krishna is not there, I will bring him there. This is my style of writing. Because he loves Krishna. He is a devotee of Krishna. Like that. 36th verse.
Yata Shubalisha Maivam Balisha Maivam Prarthyam Yadi Jijivisha Badhananti Ghanti Lumpanti Driptam Rajakulani Vai.
Fools, get out of here quickly. Don't beg like this if you want to stay alive. When someone is too bold, the king's men arrest him and kill him and take all his property.
See, he could have stopped by saying, no, I cannot give these clothes, politely. Even harshly, But he went into insulting Krishna and Balaram with such nasty words. You people, he just looked down upon them. You are giri vane charaha. Now see what he is saying. Balishaha, you fools. Right? Then what else he said? Yastu balisha maivam. He said, jiji visha, if you desire to live. Now, this is a very grave statement. Kapda manga, marna hai ka iske liye. Right? You are asking this cloth, if you desire to live, don't ask this cloth. How can a dhobi wala give such a warning to anyone? Right? This is quite arrogant behavior. If you desire to live, otherwise you will die. If you desire to live, don't ask. Otherwise these king's soldiers will come. They badhananti, they will tie you up. Ghananti, they will kill you. Lumpanti, they will loot you. Right? Driptim rajakulani vai. If you are very bold in your relation with, in your interaction with Rajakulani, king's paraphernalia or his dynasty or whatever, then people will, his soldiers will come and kill you or loot you or punish you or tie you up. Badhananti, lumpanti and ghananti. Like that. It's a very grave warning which doesn't befit a dhobi wala. Dhobi wala means washerman. So washerman should not have such an audacity to give that kind of warning. He is giving a warning beyond his capacity. He is not a soldier. He is not a king's representative. He is not a minister. He is nothing. Right? He is giving a warning beyond his capacity. Right? To execute. Yes. So if he had told, these cloths are meant for the king, Kamsa, so I will not give you. Probably, of course, when Krishna asks, you will have to give. Right? That's keeping that argument also aside. If he had politely said, I will not give you and then moved ahead, that is fine. Now he is speaking much more than required. Even in even while considering ordinary moral conduct of interactions, the way Krishna asked was yachati. Yachati, what is that? Yachito. He begged. And he said, you will receive highest benefit. He very politely asked, gently asked, and he very harshly replied. Right? So, he said, I am forgiving you because you are children. Right? But king's soldiers will not forgive you. Now, Chakravarti gives another positive meaning for this. Oh Bhagavan, who on the pretext of taking 3 steps of land claimed the body of Bali. Balisha means that. Balisha means one who begged from Bali and then took everything from him. You should not request in this way if you want to keep me alive, just as Bali fell into danger by giving charity. You see, that lumpanti, ghananti, that thing, positive interpretation. If I give you cloth, I will not live beyond today. Because Kamsa will kill me, Ghananti, he will kill me if I give you cloth. Now what he is saying is, you will be killed if you take cloth, but the positive meaning is, if I give you cloth, I will be killed. And the servants of the king will bind up that person who is not afraid of Kamsa. And after informing Kamsa, they will kill him and loot his house. Like that, he was seeking his own protection. That is the positive meaning. Jiva Goswami gives the hidden meaning. People like me are fickle fools. Balisha, Jiva Goswami applies that Balisha to the washerman. If you desire to show how you maintain others' lives, you should not ask like this. How can warriors test their strength on a washerman? You are great warriors. Don't test your strength on me. Persons like you coming in a royal family tie up persons filled with pride like me. So that was the interpretation given by Jiva Goswami Pad. Now, 37th verse. Evam vikathamanasya kupito devaki sutaha rajakasya karagrena shirah kaya apatayat.
As the washerman thus spoke brazenly, the son of Devaki became angry. And then merely with his fingertips, he separated the man's head from his body.
Okay. Here Krishna is addressed as Devaki Sutta. Right? Evam vikattha manasya kupito Devaki Sutta. Devaki Sutta. Because Krishna is pained by the suffering that Kamsa has inflicted upon Devaki. How could Krishna tolerate the audacity of Kamsa's followers? So, Kamsa troubled Devaki, Krishna's mother. And now Kamsa's followers are very arrogantly behaving with Krishna. So, Krishna immediately became very angry. Kupito, very angry. So, washerman spoke very rashly and loudly, right, praising himself. And it's not that he spoke in his ears or just, it's like one-to-one interaction between them only. Not many people are hearing. It's like in public, on the road. He started shouting loudly so that everyone can hear. That's even too arrogant, right? So, I am the personal servant of the king. How dare you ask clothes from me? That was his point. So, Krishna became angry because washerman sided Kamsa, and this washerman also insulted Balram by using plural number. So, these were not the galleys of blasphemy towards Krishna only. He included Balramji also, you people, both. So Krishna could not tolerate that. Right? So, criticized. This same washerman criticized Lord Ram in Treta Yuga. That same Dobhiwala is him, this person. So the spies of Lord Ram heard that and informed Lord Ram. So, Lord Ram did not wish to punish this washerman. He said, he's one of my citizens, he is passing a comment, I should act based on it. Then he banished Mother Sita. So as Lord Ram, he did not punish washerman. But now as Krishna, he playfully punished him. Like that. He said, Ram is greedy to enjoy his wife. Right? He may maintain Sita, but I will not maintain my wife because she went somewhere else. like that. That's how he commented upon Lord Ram. Right? So now he is getting that reaction also. So Krishna, very playfully with his fingertips only, he just separated sir, face, his head went away very playfully. Narsingdev can kill Hiranyakashipu with his nails only. Varahadev can kill Hiranyakashipu with a slap. How did, after long fight of three chapters, you know, the last few verses, Sukadeva Goswami, Maitreya Muni says that Varahadev just killed Hiranyakashipu by a slap. Like that. So Balramji took a small blade of grass and killed Romaharshan Sutta. So the Supreme Lord doesn't need so much of weapons or equipment to kill someone. He can effortlessly do it. Just by drinking milk, he killed Potana. Just by kicking his tender, leaf-like, soft baby foot, he killed whom? Shakatasura, like that. Just by, in fear, just by touching, you know, by holding to the neck of Tranavarta, he killed Tranavarta. So like that, he, with his fingertips only, he separated the head. Like that, very playfully. Next, when this washerman died, the effulgence from his dead body entered Krishna. Right? So Krishna killed him and liberated this washerman. Tasyanu jivana sarve vasah koshan visrijyavai dudrubu sarvato margam vasamsi jagrihechyuta. Read someone.
The washerman's assistants all dropped their bundles of clothes and fled down the road, scattering in all directions. Lord Krishna then took the clothes.
So, tasya anujivinaha. Anujivi means an employee. Okay, one who lives by following this person. So this washerman seems to be a very high-fi washerman. He has employees also. He's not a single, standalone washerman. He has some employees under him, assistants. And he has so many donkeys, thousands of donkeys, like that. Yes, bro. So Krishna finally liberated him. This person is suffering sins. Rams, Trita Yuga, right? He committed an offense to Lord Ram. After that, he took several births, and then now finally he liberated. So, whoever is killed by Krishna gets liberation, some liberation or the other, some relief, because he came in touch with Krishna. And ultimately, after his death, I mean, all his belongings were enjoyed by Krishna, taken by Krishna, like that. So, I mean, Prabhupada often explains that whether Krishna kills someone, whether Krishna punishes someone or benedicts someone, it's ultimately for the benefit or the upliftment of that soul only. In that way, by killing him, he liberated. Like that. So, here, tasyanu jivina sarve vasaha koshan visrijyavai. Right? Visrijya means just left. Vasaha koshan means bundles of their cloths. All of them carry bundles of cloths, right, of different people. They all left everything there and then they started running away here and there. Dudrubuhu. Sarvata, in all directions they started running. Margam, down the road, vasamsi jagrihe achyutaha. So now Achyuta has taken. Vasamsi Jigrihe. Jigrihe means accepting. So Achyuta, the Lord, infallible Lord, accepted all the clothes. Like that. So after killing a demon, Krishna can accept his belongings. After killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha sat on the throne of Hiranyakashipu. Right? After subduing Bali Maharaj, Lord sat on Bali Maharaj's throne, Vamandev. Right? And Krishna made Yudhishthira Maharaj sit on the throne of Duryodhan. Right? And Krishna made Vibhishan sit on the throne of Ravan. Right? Krishna made Ugrasena sit on the throne of his son. Actually, that was Ugrasena's throne. By killing Kamsa, Krishna re-established. So Krishna can take away the property of a demon and enjoy it himself, or make his devotees enjoy that property. That is meant to be enjoyed by righteous people, or the Lord, or his devotees, not demons. Like that. That's a favor done by Krishna upon the devotees and the demons both. So Krishna is lovingly asking you to serve and surrender. And if one agrees to offer his possessions to Krishna voluntarily, Krishna is very happy with it. But anyways, we have to surrender. Yesterday, day before yesterday, Radhesham Prabhu was saying, anyways, we have to do that service. If a woman becomes pregnant, who has to deliver the baby? Only woman has to deliver. Right? Someone else will not come and deliver. Who has to undergo the labor pain? Only woman has to undergo the labor pain. Someone else will not undergo the labor pain. Right? Just give me the baby directly. Pain, you undergo. Delivery, you will do. Right? Admitting in hospital, that is your business. She cannot outsource that. Similarly, when we get a service, we have taken a vow to chant 16 rounds. Who has to chant 16? We only have to chant. You can't outsource. Ah, char mala tum kar lena. Char mala tum chan. Attentively karna chahi. Right? I'll relax today. You can't outsource things. Right? If one accepts something, if one is supposed to do something, he only has to do. So if he doesn't do it, he's obliged to do it. If he doesn't do it voluntarily or heartfelt way, he's obliged to do it. Whether he likes it or not, he will do it. But if you like doing what you do, you will get that benefit. If you don't like, you may get little sukruti. The other day Prabhupada was saying, right? If you eagerly render service, you will get a lot of spiritual credit, spiritual advancement. If you grudgingly do it, still you may get some agnat sukruti, but that's not the best way. Because you are anyways doing it, let's do it properly. That's the point. Let's do it to the best of your capacity. So, now you are anyways studying Bhagavatam. Try to study as nicely as possible. Right within these 2 years. You have to study, you have no other option. If you say, I will enter the kitchen department and then become the cook there, nobody will allow you next 8-9 months, even if you are inclined to cook. You have to study. There is no other option for you. Better study only. Better do it nicely, utilize these 8-9 months nicely. Then later, things will happen. Whatever things are needed. Like that. So, if someone is rebellious, at the time of Krishna, at the time of death, Krishna will take away all his possessions. Like that. And this washerman seems to be more rich and hi-fi, as I said. First we saw he has thousands of donkeys. Then we saw he has so many employees. Now we will see he has so many wives. Washerman having multiple wives. So all these wives cried when washerman died. All of them went to Kamsa and started complaining. Right? There is some boy came from Vrindavan. He killed my husband. He killed our husband. All of them told. Like that. Okay, 39th verse. Vasitvatma priye vastre.
Vasitvatma priye vastre.
Krishna sankarshanastatha. Seshanyadatta gopebhyo.
Seshanyadatta gopebhyo.
Visridya bhuvi kanchit.
Visridya
bhuvi kanchit.
Krishna and Balram put on pairs of garments that especially pleased them, and then Krishna distributed the remaining clothes among the cowherd boys, leaving some scattered on the ground.
Mm. So Vasitva Atma Priye Vastre. So Atma Priye Vastre means whatever like, whatever was to their liking, they just took. Vasitva means dressing oneself. Atma Priya is what? Krishna loves yellow cloth and Balaramji loves blue cloth. They picked up accordingly and then dressed themselves nicely. Right? Krishna Sankarshanastatha. Seshani Adatta Gopebhyo. Remaining cloths, the gopas take. Right? Visrijya Bhuvi Kinchida. Some they just left here and there. Like that, all of them, dressing happened, self-dressing, right? Now after dressing, what will happen? Some sandalwood paste, something should happen, right? And some garlands, that will happen after break, right? We'll take break now.
Hare Krishna. So 40th verse, right?
Tatastu vayaka prita
tayor
vesham akalpayat vichitra varnais chaileyair akalpair anurupatah.
Thereupon a weaver came forward and, feeling affectionate for the lords, nicely adored their attire with clothes, ornaments of various colors.
So now, having punished this wicked washerman, Krishna wanted to give joy to the righteous devotees like this weaver. Tatastu vayakah pritah. Vayakah means a weaver. Right? Pritah is very affectionate, right, towards Krishna and Balaram. So he came forward on his own and he offered some ornaments to Krishna. What kind of ornaments? Not golden or silver or metal. That kind of ornaments he did not give. Cloth ornaments. Suitable ornaments. Anurupataha means suitably matching their attires, their sizes, their colors and the situation. What was the situation? They were about to go and wrestle with Kamsa's wrestlers. When you go for a wrestling match and if you have a golden bracelet here and then golden whatever armlets here, they might hurt the body, right? But if you are wearing a cloth ornament, they will not hurt the body, even when you are wrestling. That's why he gave cloth ornaments, like that. So, now Jiva Goswami explains that the cloth armlets and earrings just took like jewels. The word anurupataha indicates that colors match nicely, right? So one who has some good taste for seeing good and beautiful objects, he can appreciate matching colors and all. Somebody doesn't have color sense only, he may not appreciate. It seems our acharyas have very nice taste for that also. They find out anurupataha means colors matched. Different acharyas are seeing this point. Means they are into that also. Right? They have a taste for that.
Nana lakshana veshabhyam
Krishna
ramau
virejatu
svalankritau balagajau parvaniva sitheritau
sithetaru.
Krishna and Balaram looked resplendent, each in his own unique, wonderfully ornamented outfit. They resembled a pair of young elephants, one white and another black, decorated for a festive occasion.
Okay. So they were resembling like a young elephant pair, like that. So it's a festive occasion. It's like a procession going along with Krishna and Balaram. Natavara Vapu, right? So this weaver, in his past life, he was a tailor in Mithila. So for the marriage of Lord Ram and Lakshman with Sita and Urmila, respectively, he has made some cloths and ornaments nicely. and Ram, Lakshman, they wore these clothes and ornaments wonderfully, and they were looking so resplendent. So this person, this weaver, so he felt so happy seeing Ram and Lakshman being like that. Then he got a desire. It would have been very nice if I had personally decorated them with these ornaments and you know, cloths. So Lord Ram understood it. Oh, my devotee, not just gifting me ornaments and cloths, he also wants to dress me. Right? So let me give that opportunity in Krishna's pastimes. Now he got that opportunity. Like that. So Lord Ram blessed him that his desire will be fulfilled in Dwaraka. Like that. So maybe you can quote this also for the Janmashtami donation for ornaments and clothes, dressing, right? This pastime could be quoted. Very nice pastime. Like that. Fine. So Krishna is attractive even to his own incarnations. What to speak of this weaver? Yanmartya lilo paikam svayoga maya valam darshayita grihitam. Even his own incarnations get attracted to Krishna's beauty. Now what does Chakravarti Pad say? Pleased, Krishna immediately endowed the weaver with alert senses, memory, power, strength and a spiritual body of a cowherd. That will come in the 42nd verse. So with this pleasing attire of various sorts, individually suitable for each of the two, they appeared brilliant, since they have accepted the service of a devotee. Tasya prasanno bhagavan pradat sarupyamatmanah shriyam cha paramam loke balaishwarya smritindriyam.
Pleased with the weaver, the Supreme Lord Krishna blessed him that after the death he would achieve the liberation of attaining a form like the Lord's, and that while in this world he would enjoy supreme opulence, physical strength, influence, memory and sensory vigor.
So tasya prasanno bhagavan, seeing this weaver, the Lord has become very pleased. Pradat sarupyam atmanah. Sarupyam means same form as like Krishna. What is that form? Gopa form. He also became a cowherd boy. This weaver became a cowherd boy. He got a cowherd boy form. So, pleased by the service rendered by this devotee, Lord Ram bestowed him the benediction of becoming a weaver in Mathura city and offering garments personally to Krishna. And pleased by this service, Krishna gave him the opportunity to become a gopa. See, one service you render, that has double effect. Two incarnations gave benedictions and ultimately he got sarupya. Right? Sarupya, not Vaikuntha sarupya, gopa, goloka sarupya. Like that. Here, that shows, if one offense we do, that is multiplied and then we tend to do other offense. Like Daksha is there, he offended Shiva. That made him offend Narada also later. Now here, he did one service. He got Lord Ram's blessings. Then he did another service. Then he got Krishna's blessings. It's all progressive. Whether it is in a negative path or positive path, one will advance in that. So one should go to this. So that is how that episode ended. Some more insights. Gopal Champu. Can someone read this? Gopal Champu, this paragraph you can read. You can give him mic. First colon, last para. There. Last, GC Karpin.
This weaver did not come to Vraja for fear of Kamsa, but he had heard of the great happiness of Vraja from his companion who had gone there and returned. Thus he was anxious to see Krishna. Then something astonishing happened, which no one had seen before. Krishna gave him a form similar to his own. When Krishna glanced at him, Krishna's beauty entered his body. He took a form like Krishna's, and the form of Krishna did not leave him. The oil bug absorbed on the wasp become a wasp. Will not a person absorbing Krishna quickly become like Krishna? I offer a praise to that weaver, the chief among them. Offer Artika and put my head at his feet, because he put the most splendid, colorful, sewn cloth and ornaments on the Krishna and Balaram.
Nice, right? So, because of the fear of Kamsa, this weaver did not come to Vrindavan, right, to see Krishna personally. But he has been hearing about Krishna here and there from different people. So Krishna very lovingly glanced, Tasya Prasanno Bhagavan. He has become very pleased, and he bestowed a loving glance upon this weaver. And Krishna entered through that glance into this weaver and gave him that form as his own, Sa Rupya. Right? Just like then he gives the example, oil bug absorbed in a wasp also becomes a wasp. Similarly, this person was absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, and Krishna himself showed him mercy through his glance and then pleasure. Then he also attained that destination. So now cloths are done, ornaments are done, garlands are pending. Now we will discuss the garland, Malakara. 43. Tata Sudamno Bhavanam. Malakarasya Jagmatuhu. तौ दृष्ट्वा ससमुत्थाय ननाम शिरसा भुवि.
The two lords then went to the house of the garland maker Sudama. When Sudama saw them, he at once stood up and then bowed down, placing his own head on the ground.
So here he is called Malakara. Right, Malakara means the garland maker, Sudama here. This Sudama is different from the other Sudama. 10th canto, 88th chapter Sudama is different. So he is staying at his house only. But he did not come out to see Krishna. He was busy making garlands. Right? So Gopal Champa explains that a certain well-bred garland maker of Mathura, he would often go to Vrindavan, and he would see Krishna also from a distance. This Sudama used to go to Vrindavan to collect flowers, and the pretext of collecting very nice flowers, he would go there. So on seeing Krishna, he had become attracted, right? And not only that, his name was Sudama, like that of Krishna's friend. Krishna has another friend called Sudama. So Sudama means abode of happiness. So Krishna, like, was beautiful like a cloud, he accepted him as his friend. Suddenly thinking along with his friends that Sudama must be living in that place, Krishna, endowed with great character, inquired from the residents of Mathura and went to his house after giving the residents pleasure. Now, because this devotee was so absorbed in serving Krishna, he did not even take the endeavor to come out to see Krishna, although it is well known in the Mathura city that Krishna is wandering on the streets. Most people are coming out. So many people are coming out, but Sudama is not coming out. He is inside his house only, and then making garlands. Because he knows, in the heart of his heart, he knows that Krishna will come to my house. By the time he comes to my house, I have to make this garland ready. He was absorbed in his service. So Krishna, to accept that service of Sudama, he was searching for Sudama. Where is his house? Where is that garland maker? What is the way? Should I take left or right or straight? He asked everybody and then somehow reached his house. So when you are absorbed in serving Krishna, Krishna will personally come to see you. Like that. So suddenly thinking, suddenly Krishna got that thought, "Hare, there must be a garland maker somewhere nearby. Let's go and see him." Like that. So in garland maker, this Sudama also is very well aware of Krishna's arrival. So, and he also felt that it's a fault to meet Krishna empty-handed. How can I meet Krishna empty-handed? I have to make this garland and then go. And he, while, how is he making garland? he is selecting the softest flowers, right? Not sharp flowers. Some you say take some sharp leaves or buds. When whole day, if Krishna has to wear them, it has to. It should not hurt the body of Krishna. It should not be inconvenient for Krishna. He is thinking like that. He took the softest flowers, right? Suitable for Krishna. He waited in the house only. He did not approach the Lord also like others, because he was absorbed in making garland more splendid. He was so absorbed in, you know, making it very nice, colorful, soft, very stylish, right? So garland you can just put, hey, gonda dal ke rakho, koi bhi bana sakte garland. Not like that. He very nice colors also should match. So properly he is making a wonderful garland for him. And he has so many assistants also. They had gone out to see Krishna, but he is staying there only. Assistants went out to see Krishna, but the boss is staying here making the garland personally with his own hands. Like that. And his eyes were fixed on the garland only. He was not even looking up. When will Krishna come? He was not looking up only. So when he is absorbed in making garland, suddenly Krishna and Balram, surrounded with all the gopas, arrived. Right? They did not speak also. Right? So suddenly he just noticed somebody standing here. Then he saw Krishna Balram, my God. Right? The object of his worship, the object of his meditation, the person for whom he is making this garland is standing right in front. That was an astonishing thing for him. Like that. So they just came. And he has made this garland like a secret treasure, it says. So when Krishna Balram went there, their bodies, this thing. When Krishna Balram entered the Sudama's house, their bodies emanated a very pleasant fragrance, endowed with the perfume of all flowers and power of attraction. No one flower can give one kind of fragrance, but Krishna's body can emanate the sweet fragrance, which is a combination of all flowers, all fragrant flowers. Not only that has the power to attract the person who smells that fragrance, like that. So recognizing that fragrance, which is different from his flowers, Sudama recognized that, oh, my Lord has come. This fragrance is not coming from my flowers. This fragrance is very divine, transcendental and special. So that brought him to external consciousness. So far, he was not conscious only. He was so absorbed in making this garland. Suddenly, the fragrance emanating from Krishna's body entered his nostrils, and then he came to external consciousness. Who is there? Then he saw Krishna and Balram. Like that. So this Sudama used to meditate upon Krishna as the only object of his thought. Right? There is no other thought in his mind. So he was attractive with shyness and humility. His hair stood on end. Suddenly he saw and then hair standing on end. And then he could not speak out. He was feeling shy. Oh my God, Lord has come in front of me. Like that. So when the Lord suddenly approached him by his mercy, so he did not have the room to offer respects also. It's a small place. Lord is standing so close. I mean, although he came to external consciousness, he recognized Krishna and Balram, but he could not offer obeisances. There was no place only to offer, right? So he was he could not offer obeisances on the ground, full respects, pura dandavat he could not do. He just offered respects by bowing down his head, like that. And he offered Krishna and Balram nice seats. Please sit here. So thinking himself most fortunate, he offered praise in a choked voice. Gaining the mercy of the love of Krishna and Balram, respecting the two together with their friends, he decorated them with attractive garlands and then stood away at some distance, very respectfully, like that. And Acharya say that out of confusion also, he could not remember that he has to offer full respects. That's another angle, like that. Now, 44th verse. Tayor asanamaniyam padyam chagrihyarhanadibhi pujam sanugayos chakre sraktambulanulepanaihi
After offering them seat and bathing their feet, Sudama worshipped them and their companions with the argya, garlands, paan, sandalwood paste, and other presentations.
Okay. Argya means it's a mixture of 8 auspicious items. Some fragrant oil, flowers, unbroken seeds, tips of kusha grass, sesame seeds. When you come for Abhishek tomorrow evening, you will know. How many of you are in Abhishek? Garnam Brew, Alexis Brew, right? If you are there, so you will come to know Arghya. So Arhana means other items offered during worship, such as incense, lamps and food. Then Adi means chamara, fan. Adi means etc. That includes chamar, peacock fan and other things like that. So he offered all of them. Full arti he did. Now 45th verse. Prahana sarthakam janma. Pavitam chakulam prabho. Pitrudevarshayo mahiyam. Tushtahyanga.
Sudama said, O Lord, my birth is now sanctified and my family tree of free of contamination. Now that you both have come here, my forefathers, the demigods and the great sages are certainly all satisfied with me.
So prahanaha, sarthakam janma, my dear Lord, he said, sarthakam janma, my birth has become worthwhile because you have come to my home. Pavitam cha kulam prabhu, my entire dynasty, family has become very purified. Pavitam. Pitru devarshayo mahyam tushtahyam agamanenavam. By your agaman, means by your arrival, all my forefathers and demigods and rishis, all of them have satisfied. Right? So, opportunity doesn't come with prior notice. Here Krishna directly came and he has the right consciousness to receive Krishna. Although it's a sudden thing for him. He was just absorbed in making his garland. He did not go out to see Krishna also. But Krishna came. Like that. So my family has now gone to Vaikuntha. He says, you came to my poor house. All my garlands are yours. Right? So, whatever possession the devotee has, that only he can offer. All my garlands are yours, what kind of this thing, what kind of offering is that? That's all he has. Whatever he has is Krishna's. That's what he's giving. Someone, a king may say, all my kingdom is yours. A garland maker will say, all my garlands are yours. So to whatever is your capacity, that has to be offered to Krishna. That's what this wonderful personality is doing. So then Sudama started praising with devotion. His voice choked up because of prema. He spoke excellently. By your coming, just by your touching the objects of my house, the pitris, the devatas are satisfied. What to speak of seeing you directly? All ancestors and relatives, past and future, have been delivered. Since pitris are satisfied, all duties are satisfied. Like that. So Akrura also will say something similar later. Right? My home has become fortunate because you have entered it. And my forefathers and demigods, everyone is pleased with me because you have come and I am serving you, watering the root. Like that. Bhavantu bhavantau kila visvasya jagatah karanam param avatirnau iham shenam kshemaya cha bhavaya cha.
You two lords are the ultimate cause of this entire universe. To bestow sustenance and prosperity upon this realm, you have descended with your planetary expansions.
So, now he explains the reason for Krishna's descent. Right? So, you have come for Kshemaya and Bhavaya. These are the two principal purposes of Krishna's appearance. Kshema means fearlessness or for benefiting people. Bhava means prosperity. It comes right in the first canto, first chapter also. You remember that verse? It's not a memorization verse, but it comes. All the sages ask a question. Someone can open one point, 14, 15, somewhere it comes. Last line is Kshemaya cha Bhavaya cha. Avatara. The fifth or fourth question about Purusha avatars. And somewhere it comes there. Huh? 13? Tanna susrushamananam arhasi angana varnitam yasyanu vataro bhutanam kshemayaja bhavayaja. Krishna's descent is for kshemayaja and bhavayaja. First canto also it came, 10th canto also it's coming. Right. Same concept. 47th verse. Nahivam vishama drishtihi सुहृदोर जगदात्मनोह समयो सर्वभूतेषु भजन्तं भजतोरपि.
Because you are the well-wishing friend and supreme soul of the whole universe, you regard all with unbiased vision. Therefore, although you reciprocate your devotees' loving worship, you always remain equally disposed towards all living beings.
Okay. So how Lord is Jagadatmanoho, is the soul of all souls. Atmanam akhilatmanam. Then samayoho sarvabhuteshu. He is equal to everyone. No partiality. Nahivam vishamadrishtihi. Vishamadrishti means biased vision. He doesn't have biased vision. He has unbiased vision. Karta se sargadishi yona badhyate. That verse comes, fifth canto. I have this here. Nahanyate deha gatopi daihikai drishturna drugyasya gunair vidushyate namo asakta vivikta sakshini tasmai namo asakta vivikta sakshini. He is an unbiased, detached witness. Okay. So there are other verses also. Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Jiva Goswami also gives a commentary about Jagadatmano and other things. Now we will move ahead. So your devotee is loving worship, whether it is a dog eater or a brahmana, whether it is a garland maker or a weaver, Krishna is favorable to his devotees. Tau agnapayatam bhrityam kimaham karavanivam pumsotyanugraho yesha bhavadbhir yanniyujyate.
Please order me, your servant, to do whatever you wish. To be engaged by you in some service is certainly a great blessing for anyone.
Okay, 47th verse, I recommend you to study Jiva Goswami's commentary. He also quotes some verses, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, then Sadhava Hradayam Mahiyam Sadhunam Hradayam Toham. So in all the cases, Lord's heart is affected by bhakti and nothing else. That is mentioned. So Sudama is speaking out of humility. Now 48th verse. He says, Tav agna payatvam bhrityam. Right? You give me agna. Please order me. I am your bhritya. I am your servant. Right? Kim aham karavanivam. What am I supposed to do? Right? What do you want me to do? So, pumso ati anugraho hyesha. Anugraha means mercy. Ati anugraha means extreme mercy. Right? Ati anugraho hyesha bhavat bihi yat niyujyate. Right? So, to be able to engage in some service of Krishna is the greatest fortune. Right? To be engaged by you in some service is certainly a great blessing by anyone, for anyone. That's what he says. You can memorize this verse. Please order me to be able to engage in your service is my greatest fortune. That is the great blessing. Anugraha, ati anugraha. Extreme mercy is to be able to serve. An instruction to serve. Agna dan, that's what it says. Please give me the charity of instruction. I should be able to serve you. In Chaitanya Charitamrita this word comes. Agna dan. And here agna is anugraha. Agna anugraha. Please show me mercy. What is that? Give me order to do something. That is mercy. Right? That's why in the stages of devotional service, first canto, second chapter, Satam Krupa Mahat Seva. So, Seva follows Krupa. Then comes Shraddha, then Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, etc. All that stages will follow. But it all begins with Satam Krupa Mahat Seva. First you receive the mercy in the form of a service. Right? To be able to serve the devotees is not a burden, is not a headache. It is the greatest possible privilege and honor in the entire creation. Okay? Please remember this.
इत्यभिप्रेत्य राजेन्द्र सुदामा प्रीतमानसः शस्तैः सुगन्धैः कुसुमैर् मालाविरचिता ददौ.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड. ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द किंग्स, हैविंग स्पोकन दिस वर्ड्स, सुदामा कुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट कृष्णा एंड बलराम वांटेड. Thus, with great pleasure, he presented them with the garlands of fresh, fragrant flowers.
See, now he said, please give me some order so that I can render some service to you. Right? That shows how deep is his understanding about the opportunity to render some service to Krishna. Because someone who stays very closer to something, say close to Ganga, he will not realize the value of Ganga. He will say, I am going to some holy place to take a holy bath. Are Ganga to baazu mein hai. Ganga is right next to you. Which holy place are you visiting? Someone may question him like that. Right? But staying so close to Ganga, he could not accept that, are, how can this river purify me, or this can be a holy place? I am living here. He is not so holy. He is attributing that to the Ganga staying near to him only. Similarly, when we are bombarded with profuse opportunities to render service to devotees, we will take it cheaply. Familiarity breeds contempt. Right? So we may not be able to recognize the spiritual nature of the simple activities that we do. Winding up this mat, setting up sound system, giving some water, right? Or, you know, making that notes, or whatever, little small things which are done within the realm of devotional service are spiritual activities. The activity in itself is not spiritual or material. It is the consciousness of the doer, performer of that activity, which will make it spiritual or material. So, apparently setting up a sound system, right? A politician is giving a talk, a person can arrange a sound system, right? A celebrity or a great pop singer is coming and then singing some, you know, nonsense song. That also needs sound system, that needs a bigger sound system. Right? Bigger microphone. But setting up sound system is common, whether it is outside or anywhere, inside the spiritual circles. But you are arranging this for Harikatha, for a spiritual discussion, for a discussion on Bhagavatam. So that makes it spiritual. If one has that consciousness that, like Yadubar Prabhu or Rasanand Prabhu, right, I am arranging it for the pleasure of devotees, for Krishna to manifest in the form of sound vibration, then that is spiritual activity. We fail to understand the spiritual nature of an activity that we do within the realm of devotional service. Our consciousness of considering it material will make it a material activity, like that. So, if we read this verse, to be engaged by you in some service is certainly a greatest blessing for anyone. One may think, I have already spent several years in bhakti. For me to do some menial service is not a greatest blessing. It's an insult. But for this new person who just joined, that is a greatest blessing for him. One may think like that. Right? Because of his experience or seniority, one may think like that. But see this verse. It is the greatest blessing for anyone. Niyujyate means engagement in Krishna's service is blessing for anyone. Not neophytes, not advanced, for anyone it is a greatest blessing. And even we saw that, right, in the third canto, this service. Yat sevaya bhagavatah kotasthasya madhudvishah ratiraso bhavet tivrapadayor vyasanartanah. Right? So by hearing and studying one gains knowledge, but assimilation of that knowledge happens by application of that knowledge. Right? Application leads to assimilation. Otherwise, it remains theoretical. So, how do you apply? By rendering service. What does application mean? Application means rendering service. Right? So, one will have to serve Krishna, as he is saying. That is the greatest blessing. So, the results of service is that one develops transcendental ecstasy, as just now said. What is that? Yat sevaya bhagavatah kotasthasya madhudvishah rati raso bhavet tivrah. Rati raso, one will develop transcendental ecstasy, right? And that dispels all material distress. Vyasana ardhanah. Vyasana ardhanah means all vyasana, all the unwanted things are removed. Second, attraction increases. What we are looking for through our sadhana is to reduce our contamination and increase our purity. Right? To become more spiritual and less material. That's what will happen by serving the devotees. Serving Krishna. And the service is very rare. Durapahi alpa tapasa seva vaikuntha vartmasu. Right? Yatropagiyate nityam deva devo janardana. Like that. So it's very rare opportunity. And that is the greatest blessing to render service. We need to constantly remind ourselves with this. And if I forget, please remind me. So, what is that service? That service which is told by the spiritual master. Or that service which is understood by the disciple even without spiritual master's telling. Here Sudama acknowledged the glory of rendering service to Krishna. Next, he immediately rendered service. Krishna Balaram need not say what service they want. Right? Iti abhipretya Rajendra Sudama Pritamanasaha. Right? Shastaihi Sugandhaihi Kusumair Mala Virachita Dadav. Sudama could understand what Krishna and Balaram wanted without their telling. That is a first class servant. Without the master's telling only, he will understand what is the need. Right? Thus, with great pleasure, he presented them garlands. Fresh garlands, fragrant flowers, with fragrant flowers. What Krishna expects from you is nothing that you cannot do. He will expect from you what you can do. Simple. What your authority expects from you is what you are expected to do. He doesn't expect you something which you cannot do, which you are not obliged to do, or which you are not qualified to do, or which you are not experienced to do. Right? So if this is what is my assigned responsibility, and if the service in charge has to follow up with you 10 times to do that, then what kind of servant are we? Right? So here, see, he is offering that service. What service he offered? He did not offer gold. He offered flowers only, garlands only. Because that is the service expected of him. Krishna expects that service which we can do, which we can render. Similarly, within this devotional service in our Vaidhi Satana Bhakti also, we are all assigned with different responsibilities. Right? Somebody is for a simple classroom. Somebody is asked to arrange the sound system. Somebody is asked to get a garland. Somebody is asked to put a mat. Somebody asked to open the windows or clean the room or set up the altar. These are the services within a classroom, for example. Now different people are assigned these responsibilities, right? So what the service authority expects you to do is whatever is assigned to you already. You need not be told to do that. Right? For example, if your service is putting mats in the classroom, come and put. That is what is expected from you. So there is no communication there. Once it is told, this is what is my service, I will just render this service. Right? So, like at our level, first class servant can mean this. So we may not be able to understand what is there in the mind of the authority and then render it. But we can fairly understand or guess what is there in the mind by seeing the previous incidents. What is he expecting from me? Okay, now so and so, simple thing. For example, somebody is experienced in photography. Right? So now, couple of festivals you are asked to click photos when the festival is happening. Take the photo of some crowd and all. So now, last few festivals you have done. Now this is the second year, right? Now you are clicking photos for the seventh festival in the next 1 year, in the last 1 year. So now seventh time, because you have already done six times, you can fairly and reasonably expect that, oh, now Prabhuji expects me to do photography, click photos of the festival. That you can easily expect. You can be ready to do it. So, at our level, whatever is told to do, we will do. We will not speculate to do, that is fine. But there is no speculation involved there. It is obvious also. If there is a doubt, you can confirm also. But you be ready. But our problem is, pichle che festival kiya na, wapas bhi karna hai kya? Is bar bhi karna hai Prabhuji? Aur pichle bar mahine kiya Prabhu? So that's, we get into that negotiation. Basically, service begins with one's willingness to render that service, whether it is repetitive or new. When you have the willingness, then half service is done. What follows after that acceptance and willingness is a detail, which is an important detail. One can add, say that I am willing to do, but I am not doing. That's a detail. Whether I do it or not is a detail, but what I am saying here is, it begins with acceptance inside, willingness inside, willingness to proactively to do some service. Proactively you are expecting, oh, this service will come to me. You are eager to do that service. If there is a change also, you are eager to accommodate. You are able to accommodate, right? So one should not be rigid. One should be flexible, right? One should expect based on previous experience, and one should be malleable to the needs of the future, right? So that's what a humble servant does. Here it is simple, offer the best, whatever best he has. He offered the best garlands, right? So he gave fresh and fragrant garlands, and those garlands are laden with honey, and bumblebees are surrounding those garlands, right? That is the richness of the garlands, right? So wonderful garlands he offered, right? Next 50th verse. Tābhiśvaraṅkṛtau prītau Krishnarāmau sahānugau Pranatāya prapannāya Dadatur varadau varān.
Beautifully adorned with these garlands, Krishna and Balaram were delighted, and so were their companions. The two lords then offered the surrendered Sudama, who was bowing down before them, whatever benediction he desired.
Okay. So, here, Krishna was very pleased. Okay, after receiving that fragrant, attractive, soft and pleasing flowers and garlands from Sudama, Krishna was very pleased. Right? First he gave him an opportunity to render service, and he fulfilled that. He grabbed that opportunity, right? And enthusiastically rendered that service. So, after that, Krishna's pleasure is expressed. Now, he would be giving boons. Now, Krishna, here it is said that Krishna and Balaram were delighted And all the gopas were also delighted. When we render a service, it's not just it should be pleasing to only Guru or service authority or spiritual master, right, or Krishna. That's not the only focus. One should do service in such a way that not only my authority is pleased, others are also pleased. Right? One day I was seeing senior personality came, right? One Maharaj came, and then he needs to be offered a seat. Right? In that enthusiasm or this to offer a seat, there was no asans around. So somebody, one person was sitting on an asana. So that disciple, he just said, hey. He just took that asana and then put for Maharaj, and Maharaj sat. And the other person happens to be a VIP. Right? He was offered a very special seat. Right? He was in pantshirt. And the brahmachari disciple was thinking that, alright, okay. And he did not even acknowledge, sorry Prabhu, Maharaj came, that's why I had to do it. That also he didn't say. He was very happy. Mera kaam ho gaya. Offer kar diya. Maharaj ko seva kiya maine. Then he was happy, and then he was in his own world. Then I noticed, and then like I think some other devotees took initiative, and then they got another seat and offered this person. Yeah, okay, that's maybe need of the hour. He maybe have to do like that. But he displays someone else, right? I don't know what impression that guest got, right? So these are certain things. So in the passion of rendering some service to please some person, we tend to displease some other people also, right? So some things may happen, but one should be very careful that one should not commit that errors. I am serving my authority, that doesn't mean I displease my other colleagues. That is one thing. Second, even if inevitably one had to cause some displeasure to someone while rendering his service, one should have the sensitivity to go and apologize that person. Prabhu, I never meant to do it. I never wanted to do it. And that should be our intention also. Not that it's a bolna hai, aisa nahi. We never mean to hurt anyone. We never try to hurt anyone. But it just happened because of some circumstances. We caused some displeasure. But we should have some sensitivity to go and apologize to that person. Because of these circumstances, I had to do it, and that caused some inconvenience to you. I'm sorry. Right? To do that service has become very important for me. That's how one needs to do. And now, why I'm saying that is here, this Sudama, he rendered service to Krishna, Balram. He did not stop there. He did not neglect the other companions. If he was giving garland only to Krishna and neglecting all the other people there, not even acknowledging, not offering them seed, disrespecting them, what will happen? Krishna would not be pleased. Right? So, that's important. Even Sugriva also did like that. So, Sugriva made friendship with Lord Ram. Right? And he felt that because Lord Ram has become my friend, I am on an equal level with Lord Ram. Right? He offered a seat to Lord Ram and he sat there. He did not offer a seat to Lakshman. Lakshman was standing. Lakshman was, after all, Lord Ram's servant. But Ram noticed it. Hanumanji noticed it. He's very intelligent. Hanumanji noticed that Sugriva did not offer a seat to Lakshman. So he, broke a tree and then made a seat and then offered it to Lakshmanji. So Lakshmanji also sat. Ram noticed it. Oh. Sugriva did not offer a seat. Hanumanji offered a seat. Hanumanji got more mercy than Sugriva. Right? Sugriva got more beatings, double beatings from Vali. So Lord made sure that okay, punishment comes from that side. Even Sita was not spared. Out of her intense affection for Lord Ram, Sita doubted Lakshman. You must be having a bad eye on me. That's why you are not going to protect Lord Ram. Lord Ram was crying, right? Not Lord Ram. Maricha, in the voice of Lord Ram, was saying, "Ha Sita, ha Lakshman, I am in danger, please protect me." Then to make Lakshman go and protect Lord Ram, Sita had to chastise him or doubt him. Right? So Sita, then Lord Ram doubted Mother Sita. Doubted means, he said, you stayed somewhere else, how can I accept you? That before that Agni Pariksha. You know all these stories, no? Ramayana. Okay, fine. So Sita got that reaction because of doubting Lakshman. And why did Lakshman get that reaction? He doubted Bharat. So Bharat was coming to Chitrakoot to beg forgiveness from Lord Ram. Right? I am innocent, people misunderstood me, you please come back and take the kingdom and deliver me from this pathetic condition. Like that, in a very apologetic tone and in a very embarrassing mood, Bharat came to the place where Lord Ram was staying to beg forgiveness. And Lakshman said, so Bharat, because of Bharat we are in forests now, and now he is coming to kill us and attack us, not allowing us to stay within forest also. Just give me one order, I will destroy Bharat, I will kill Bharat. That's what Lakshman said. So Lakshman, in his eagerness to serve Lord Ram, right, because of his affection and love towards Lord Ram, he disrespected, Lakshman disrespected Bharat. And he was doubted by Mother Sita. And Sita, in her affection to Lord Ram, she, you know, doubted Lakshman. Right? So Sita got a reaction. So Lord Ram gave a reaction to Sita. So like that. So in our eagerness and eagerness to render service to the Lord, our spiritual master, or our service authority, we cannot neglect other devotees. We cannot disrespect other devotees. That's a very important lesson. Inevitably, if we have to cause some pain to some devotee in the course of rendering our service, we should have the sensitivity to go and explain, give an explanation to the devotee. This is why I am doing it. Akrura had the responsibility to take Krishna and Balaram away from Vrindavan, but he failed to exhibit that sensitivity to go and pacify and console the gopis. So he got his reaction. So here this person is pleasing Krishna and Balaram and also other devotees, gopas. Right. Next. The two lords then offered the surrendered Sudama, who was bowing down before them, whatever benedictions they wanted, because they are Varadaraj or Prapanna. Prapanna is this person, Sudama. Varadaraj is the devotee, the lords, Krishna and Balaram. Okay. Fine. Now, I recommend you to study Jiva Goswami commentary of the 49th verse. Now, we will go to 51st verse now. Sopivavre chalam bhaktim tasmin eva akhilatmani tadbhakteshu cha sauhardam bhuteshu cha dayam param. This is a wonderful verse. What benediction he wanted? So Lord said, you take benediction. Right? So Lord gives blessings to his devotees only to reveal their glories. The glory of this devotee Sudama is revealed in this verse. Right? Sopi vavre achalam bhaktim. What is his choice? What is his desire? I want achalam bhaktim. I want undeviated, unshakable devotion to you, my Lord. Tasmin eva akhilatmani, devotion unto you. You are akhilatmani. Next, tad bhakteshu cha sauhardam. Tad bhakteshu means your devotee, sauhardam. I have to be very affectionate and friendly towards your devotees. I want devotion to you. He didn't stop there. I want friendly relationship with your devotees also. Then, bhuteshu cha dayam param. I want compassion towards all the other living beings. See, it's not me and Lord only. Lord means Lord and his energies, Lord and his expansions, associates, right? His souls. So everybody, that is the broad perspective, that is the broad-mindedness of a devotee. He sees the Lord and his energies both. Every single soul, living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna. An advanced devotee acknowledges that this soul is a part and parcel of Krishna. Potentially he is a pure devotee of Krishna, servant of Krishna. That point he sees. Then, that is one thing. And those who have already surrendered to Krishna amongst all these souls, they are much higher. Right? He wants them also, their association also. And he wants the Lord also. He wants devotion to the Lord. He wants friendship with devotees. And he has to show compassion to people in general. Punascha bhuyad bhagavatyanante ratih prasangasya tadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayamishtam maitriyastu sarvatra namo dvijebhyah. What is Parikshit Maharaj saying? If I have to take birth again, punascha bhuyad bhagavatyanante ratih prasangasya tadashrayeshu. So bhagavatyanante ratihi. First I want devotion to the Lord. Tadashrayeshu. Those who have taken shelter of the Lord, I want association of them. Ratih prasangascha. Prasangascha tadashrayesu. Mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtam maitriyastu sarvatra namodvijayabhyaha. I want maitri, friendship with all the other living entities. Somewhat similar. Both benedictions are similar. They are in relation to the Lord, devotees and people in general. Right? So he didn't ask anything for himself. Right? He only exhibited his service attitude. His glorious consciousness. That's all he did. Like that. This is the ideal prayer for a sadhaka. Dhruva Maharaj, Prutu Maharaj, Prachetas, Kunti, Prahalada, and Parikshit Maharaj. So many devotees are praying. So one should learn what are the right aspirations from Bhagavatam. Now Krishna told Sudama, you will have great devotion for my feet, company of my devotees, and in this world you will have a form like mine. That's what he responded with. So, iti tasmai varam dattva shriyam chanvaya vardhinim balam ayuryashah kantim nirjagama sahagraja.
Not only did Lord Krishna grant Sudama these benedictions, but he also awarded him strength, long life, fame, beauty, and ever-increasing prosperity for his family. Mm. Then Krishna and his elder brother took their leave.
Mm. So, iti tasmai varam dattva, after offering this benediction, shriyam cha anvaya vardhinim. So, anvaya vardhinim. Vardhini means expanding. He gave an appearance that is constantly expanding. Then long life, fame, balam, ayur, yashaha, kantim, everything he gave. Right, so Balram gave Sudama eternally increasing handsomeness and opulence, like that. So in all case, affection for the Lord's devotee is the dominant rule. Acharya say, affection for the devotee, right, from the Lord's side, that is a very dominant thing. Right, although he didn't ask, he gave. Sudama did not. Sudama asked these three things only: Achalam bhakti. Tad bhakshe bhakteshu sauhardam bhuteshu cha dayam. That's what he asked. But Lord gave him opulence, sarupya, everything he gave. That is his affection. If you are affectionate, he will give someone more than what he wanted from you. Business deal is, you gave me 5 rupees, I will give you whatever chocolate or biscuit which is worth of that 5 rupees. But mother means, whatever you need, I will give. He is not a shopkeeper. Like that. Fine. Lord is hard like a thunderbolt for those who defy him and soft like a rose for those who surrender to him. Therefore, we should all sincerely surrender to Krishna since it is clearly in our self-interest. Sva-artha-gatim. Very wonderful purport. There are some more details about this pastime in Gopal Champu and other places. So you can study. Sorry, I went way beyond time. But I will briefly mention his previous life. So this person is the Sudama. He is a florist named Hemadri. Right? He was in Kuvera's gardens, Chitraratha gardens. His name is Hemadri. So he was very peaceful and generous and a very wonderful devotee of Lord Vishnu. he would associate with saintly persons, he would worship Lord Shiva, right, to attain the company of Vishnu. He worshipped Lord Shiva to attain the company of Vishnu, like that. So for 5,000 years, this Hemadri daily took 300 lotus flowers and placed them before Lord Shiva and bowed down. So Shiva, who is an ocean of mercy, he came and said, "My dear intelligent florist, please ask for a benediction." Then with folded hands, Hemadri said, first he circumambulated Shiva and said, "By your blessings, may I be able to see with my own eyes the perfect supreme personality of Godhead Lord Krishna enter my home. This is what I want." And that is fulfilled in this episode. Right? Shiva kept his promise. Actually, Krishna kept Shiva's promise. Like that. So Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, entered the house of Hemadri, who became Sudama, a florist. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki, Jai.